We've been training teachers on best practices and strategies for ELA and math.
West Hurdle Principal Cecily Owens tells WBFO News many of her teachers attended a round of professional development this summer. It was supplied by a company called West Ed. She was very excited because so many teachers attended and participated to enhance their own learning to bring back to the classroom.
I was walking down the hall earlier and one of the teachers stopped me. She said, "We did something great when you stepped out. We need to do that. So I said, "I'll go back in there and I'll listen to it." And they're very excited about what they've learned over the last month.
They're talking to each other and they're listening to each other.
Acta Patel is one of West Hurdle's assistant principals. Patel tells us teachers worked closely during those professional development sessions, digging into many aspects of their work, something they don't have time to do during the school year.
And they're coming up with innovative ideas that sometimes don't always happen when they don't get the chance or the opportunity to sit and have these deep conversations about instruction, which is the only thing that will change student achievement.
Right. The culture of the building is huge. We work so hard to create an environment and a forum for teachers to take risks.
Parent engagement will be blended in more closely with a student's academics. The school will also begin working with West Ed to learn how to create academic parent-teacher teams.
What that's going to do is bring families in large numbers three times a year. It's kind of a little different than a parent-teacher conference because you're really going to be sitting with the teacher, the student, and looking at their work and having these robust conversations about the data and what the families could do at home with their child based on what the teacher is sharing with them.
Nearly 900 students attend West Hurdle Academy, and there is a very diverse population. Top languages spoken are Nepali, Burmese, Somali, and Arabic. But at every grade level, there is an English as a new language teacher supporting those students and their American learning. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.